The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here from the Yardley Institute. Dr. Yardley, I want to talk to you about traumatic brain injury. We're hearing a lot about this these days in football circles in particular, the NFL, certainly in college and the high school level. It is much more prevalent, and certainly the talk about it is, than it used to be. And are you saying that you can help with traumatic brain injury?
Well, I certainly think that the awareness is increasing, although I still don't think it's reflective of its prevalence in our society. I mean, 1.7 million people a year are actually consulting a doctor to get help with this. But traumatic brain injury is so multifaceted that there are aspects of it that just don't get addressed.
Can you give us sort of a quick encapsulated version of what it is?
TBI generally is characterized by a closed head injury. In other words, there's damage to the brain, the soft tissues in the head. There may or may not be damage to the bones and the structures in the head itself. And it can be very serious. It can be fatal. The problem with it is this. Initially, a lot of the initial protocols, the emergency and first aid procedures, are life-saving. And then it moves into a rehab process. And as important and as valuable as all those things are, what they don't address or don't have the capability of addressing is that often with these injuries, there is a compromise in the brain-body connection.
Let's talk about what a TBI does to people. I mean, when somebody, what kind of impact does it have, like on your relationship? What's the reaction?
It affects people in profound ways. Often memory is compromised. I have people coming in with notebooks writing down everything that's being said because they know that their short-term memory are not going to retain it. There's often personality changes. It's rare that a marriage will survive a TBI because they're now living essentially with a different person.
And so oftentimes anger issues, right?
Anger issues come out a lot. I was at one TBI group meeting, and one of the big issues for them was, we look normal, but we're not. And people think we're normal, but they don't know that we're not. And this is very difficult for the people that are living with this.
Gabrielle Giffords went through this.
She did, and hers was as a result of a gunshot wound. Fortunately, most are not. Another person was Dave Dewison, a football player,
yes.
Committed suicide, and then left his brain to science to evaluate the effects of TBI as a result of playing gridiron.
So most doctors' offices can deal with this, deal with TBI. They have the gear, right? They're set.
Well, if you were to sit through some of these groups of people that have survived TBI, you would find that there is a lot, as much wonderful stuff as that's done to save their lives and help rehabilitate them. You would be amazed with the residuals that they're left with as a result of the injury.
So the focus of the average doctor is on what?
It's on the brain injury itself and then rehabilitating the effects of the brain injury. What it often does not, in fact, I don't think it doesn't, include is evaluation of the brain-body connection. And the reason I say that is because it's very difficult to sustain a TBI without there being a significant disruption in how the head is sitting on the neck. And the structures wrapped around that very top part of the neck are almost never evaluated beyond determining if they're fractured.
You got a story to tell me, I think. His name was Bert?
Bert was a gentleman that came to see me probably a good 10 to 12 years ago. He traveled from the peninsula. And he had an interesting story because 20 years before presenting in my office, he had been involved in a motorcycle accident, which resulted in him flatlining, which means he was dead.
Right.
They were able to revive him, and he spent the next 8 weeks in a coma. He pulled out of it, and he was a musician by profession, but his challenge over the next 20 years was he could not maintain a relationship. And this was all about the fact that there were anger issues that would come up and that they would scare away his partners.
Okay.
Now, the issue for him was not that he was angry at them or he was dangerous or he hurt anyone. It wasn't that at all. A lot of the anger came from the fact that his brain just wasn't syncing the way it had done in the past. He'd get confused, he couldn't understand it, and he'd get upset because of that. So this was the situation when he came in to see me, and we found a compromise in his brain-body connection, and I shared with him I felt that that could certainly help. So he underwent some care with us,
mm-hmm.
and it culminated nine months to a year later. He comes in, and he's got this beautiful lady with him, and he introduces me to his fiancée. And actually, my understanding is he went on and got married, something that would not have been possible if he had not got that brain-body connection corrected.
So, but now, wait a second. You're not telling me that what you do cures TBI. If somebody has a traumatic brain injury, you're not going to cure that.
No. If this permanent damage, it's exactly that. It's permanent. But I would argue that not uncommonly, the symptoms people are left with after their rehab may actually still be correctable by correcting the brain-body connection. So they're there not because it's permanent, but because there's still a part of the problem that's not been addressed.
So by restoring the brain-body connection, what are you doing? Helping the body to cure itself?
That is actually correct. We're repositioning the head on the neck so that the communication signals are now enabled to be intact and communicate the way they're supposed to. And then the body is given the ability at that point to heal itself, or it can heal itself in ways that it couldn't before.
And Bert's case is not an exception?
It's not. Often the personality changes, the anger begin to improve. Oftentimes a lot of the muscle spasms and tensions through the body begins to improve. What doesn't improve, based on my experience, tends to be the memory.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman here with Darlene, a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Darlene, why did you decide to make an appointment at the Yardley Institute?
Well, first of all, I had severe lower back pain, and it was consistently getting worse. I knew that I had to do something, but everything I tried was either a temporary solution or it didn't work at all. Also, some acid reflux and pain in my knees.
Now, how soon could you tell that something had changed?
Immediately. My acid reflux went away, had been on medication, and I stopped taking my medication because I didn't need it anymore.
Wow.
That was great.
Must have shocked you.
Yes, it did. And the lower back pain, it became less and less until finally it just, I very rarely will have back pain.
That must have been an impact on your sleep issues as well, right?
Oh, it did. Yes. I can sleep through the night now without waking up with acid reflux or with back pain. And that's just tremendous for me.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Before I say another word, I want to take a second to say thank you for sharing part of your day with us. I am here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And Dr. Yardley, in just a couple of moments here, we're going to talk to Lisa, one of your patients. She has a fascinating story to tell about just a sense of well-being, anxiety, and it tracks back to an injury she received some number of years ago. So let's get her on here and find out what her story is. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Dr. Yardley is here.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, Lisa, I want to kind of go back in time here a little bit. Can you tell us what started, where this all started for you? My understanding is there was a concussion, and that led to some stuff. Tell us your story.
Yeah, absolutely. So For the last couple of years, I had been experiencing a lot of anxiety. My husband actually was a patient of Dr. Yardley's, and for years, I would say probably about 4 years, he kept telling me, you have to go and see him, you have to go and see him, because I had been, you know, going to psychiatrists and things like that to try to, you know, conquer this anxiety, and just nothing was working. They wanted to just load me up with prescriptions, and that wasn't really what I wanted to do, so at the advice of my husband, came in and saw Dr. Yardley, just did a consultation to see what he could do to help me out.
So now, how did this manifest itself in your life? Did you have any, like, physical ailments, things that you felt, maybe your neck, your upper back? What kind of was going on there? Issues with your back or headaches or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So just as a result of the anxiety of itself, I was constantly feeling tension in my mid to upper back. I was going for regular massages, which would help for a couple of days, and then would come back. And then I would say probably one of the most frustrating things was just I would have constant headaches, really just in the back of my head, you know, my eyes, stress headaches and things like that. So,
Lisa, I have two questions for you. One, what caused you to hesitate or not listen to the wisdom of your husband? And two, what motivated you to finally take that step?
Honestly, just being stubborn, just feeling like how could something like that possibly affect the way that I'm feeling mentally. To me, I thought it's psychological, it can't be physical, there's no way. But, you know, after trying everything else and, you know, I'm like, I have nowhere else to go. So that's what finally made me listen to my smart husband.
So, Lisa, you finally got into Dr. Yardley. You did the initial consultation. You became a candidate for care. He did the first treatment with you. What was that like?
It was actually a breeze. So I was a little bit concerned. I wasn't sure what to expect. I mean, Dr. Yardley had explained it pretty well, but, you know, just never having done it before, I wasn't sure. But it was seamless. I mean, there was no pain at all. You could barely even tell that anything was going on.
And so after your initial adjustment and for some time after you're under treatment, when did you start noticing a change in regards to your anxiety and your complaints about your neck and your headaches and all of that?
Almost immediately, actually. So I would say, you know, it took a couple of days for that, you know, kind of out of it feeling to pass. But to be honest, I felt like I was already feeling like that a little bit anyway, just as a result of the anxiety. So it wasn't something that was, you know, interfered with my daily life or the ability to do what I needed to do. But I would say that just after a few days, it started to go away. And it's funny because now when I feel like I could potentially be out of place or anything like that, the anxiety is the first thing I start to feel. I can recognize it right away just because of how quickly it actually disappeared to begin with.
Well, let's talk about that. Where are you today? Let's talk about your neck and your upper back. How are they? How are your headaches?
Great, actually. So I have really experienced almost no anxiety. Like I said, there are some times where it starts to come back a little bit. And of course, now my first thought is I have to go back in to see Dr. Yardley because I'm out of place. But the tension in my back is pretty much gone. I treated myself to a birthday massage, and instead of having them focus all on that one place, the middle of my back, it was nice just to be able to relax as opposed to relieve that tension. But the anxiety is virtually gone. The headaches are pretty much gone.
So how's your quality of life these days?
Much better, much better. Aside from just the anxiety and headaches and things like that, I just feel so much more alert. I can concentrate better at work. I feel like I have more energy. And just honestly, I feel like a different person. The way that I even communicate with people has changed. I feel more compelled to even just have open and honest conversations with people without that anxiety kind of taking hold of me and altering what I might want to say. I do feel like it's truly a life-changing experience.
So, Lisa, what would be your advice to someone who might be dragging their heels?
I would say just be informed. Don't necessarily feel like you have to be, you know, if there's something that's bothering you from a medical perspective that you have to go see, you know, an MD and get pumped full of prescriptions. I would say just be informed and just give it a shot. I mean, you have absolutely nothing to lose.
And have you appropriately apologized and thanked your husband for his wisdom?
actually, I got him back in there to see Dr. Yardley because he had been dragging his
she did.
For a couple
she
of
did.
Years.
Yes.
Well, Lisa, it has been a delight to talk with you. Thank you so much for making time with us.
Yes. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Yes, of course. Thank you for everything.
You take care and have a good day now, okay?
You too.
Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman here with Cheryl. Cheryl, what led you to see Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and tell me what your condition was.
Well, there are several conditions, mostly from years of panic attacks, sleep problems, neck and shoulder pain, back pain.
How about now, after care with Dr. Yardley? Are you sleeping better?
Yes, much better. I could sleep through the night, where before I would get up 4 and 5 times.
How about the memory and brain fog you talked about? How long before that went away?
I started to notice it within a couple of days. Just noticing that I was able to stay on track easier with work. I'm a realtor. You have to remember a lot of things.
Tell me this, Cheryl. As a product of this relief that you've gotten from all of this pain, how's your life changed?
I have outlook now. Amazing outlook. I want to ride the Seattle to Portland. I really didn't think I could do that just a few months ago. I didn't think that it was going to be in my future. And I see a lot more things in my future now physically that I was starting to lose hope.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here, and thank you so much for taking a little time out of your day to share it with us. Dr. Yardley, this next patient we're going to talk to, Lon, one of my favorite topics, sciatica.
Right.
I've had it. You helped me with it.
I've had it too.
You have?
Yes, many years ago.
And overall, this is something that you have a great deal of success with, right?
Yes, we see many people with it, and it responds well.
Well, let's talk to Lon. Lon, welcome to the show.
Hi there, Dr. Yardley. How are you?
Doing good.
Okay, good.
Yes?
Real quick, about 9 years ago, I had sciatica pain. Went on for a couple of years, you know, went to standard chiropractors and things like that, and I thought I wasn't going to walk again. I mean, it was just, and my chiropractors and stuff had just said there was not really a chance that they could do anything more for me. So I started going to other doctors, acupuncture, physical therapy, and of course they ended up going to other doctors and wanting to do surgery on me. And I just was not into that surgery. I was like going, oh my gosh, I've seen so many people be so harmed by surgery. At least subsequent to the surgery, they wouldn't be okay. So anyway, I just, over the years, I had never heard of this before, but I just kept putting surgery off. I went to acupuncture and went to physical therapy and that kind of thing. And that, of course, made me comfortably miserable. That's what I call it. So, you know, comfortable in my misery, dealing with having this sciatica pain in my, basically down my right side and my right hip and that kind of thing. After that, I, you know, just, you know, was, like I say, going along, and all of a sudden I heard this Dr. Yardley talking about the brain-body connection. And I was like, you know, over time, and I was a little bit skeptical at first, but then I was like, over time, I was thinking, you know, this probably makes some sense, you know, I'm thinking, And so I went ahead and, went in and did the initial thing in his office, and after that I just sat there and thought about it and went, and of course after the first adjustment I noticed something right away. So, and the one thing about your procedure is that it makes you realize that it needs very little intrusive there's no intrusive manipulations, tiny little exact movements to make that connection happen, and it's just so amazing. You're just going, oh my goodness, how can this be that I've waited this long or went, you know, 10 years without knowing about this? And although I'd heard about it before in terms of the Atlas, but I didn't realize it had such a detrimental effect when that was out of place. And so once that happens, you're just oh wow, I can't believe this, you know, it's phenomenal.
How long did it actually take for you to see the improvements?
I noticed it right away, right after my first adjustment.
So you noticed changes right away. How did things evolve for you over the next few weeks and months? What happened?
The next week and months, just gradually my sciatica got better. And my neck was, that whole thing was gone right away. I would say, I don't know what I told, I don't know what my last progressive exam was, but it had to be upwards of 90% or 95% or something like that. And, but my sciatica was gone, my neck issue was gone, and since then I've really had no problems other than a little bit of, you know, tiny bit of right hip pain once in a while. But it's just been, the whole thing has been phenomenal, and I just can't, in fact, I've actually described your procedure as non-intrusive surgery from the outside of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
There's nothing, it's like it's this really exact thing that doesn't, you know, you feel like there's nothing that happened. Boy, did something happen. Your procedure really intrigued me because I was thinking, I don't want to go the conventional route. I've watched so many folks go the conventional route in their care. And when you talked about, you know, I can't remember, you call it disease, something care rather than disease care.
Yeah, health care as opposed to disease care.
Yeah, health care or kind of preventative care rather than disease care, kind of foundational stuff.
Yeah.
Doing things that are foundational to your body and to your life that end up creating a much, much better life for you instead of going at it from, oh, okay, oh, that's what you got going on. Let's treat that symptom and that symptom and that symptom and hope that these drugs will end up, masking the underlying issue. And your procedure unmasks the underlying issue and takes care of it. You know, it's like, just goes boom. It's like you just kind of go along and go, oh my gosh, I'm getting better and better and better.
Mm.
And I honestly thought I was not going to, back then, I thought I wasn't going to walk again.
That's wonderful, Lon. What would you tell other people who are thinking about going in to see Dr. Yardley?
Stop thinking that you need to be intrusively manipulated, either through other types of chiropractic, other types of physical therapy, osteopathic, up to and including surgery. You know, stop thinking that. I've seen several patients at Dr. Yardley's office who have had surgery, and I've spoken to two of them, and they've said, I said, wow. I said, why are you here? And they're like, because it's the only place I've gotten any relief. And I said, well, you had surgery. And they're like, yeah, I either wish I hadn't have done that or I wish I would have waited before I did that. And I totally agree. And now, because I was one of those patients that could have been, had I elected to do the intrusive route with surgery, I would have been completely unhappy because I would have thought, oh my gosh, why did I do that when I could have done this? That's what I would tell people.
Lon's got quite a fascinating story, doesn't he, Dr. Yardley?
Certainly he does.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. I've got Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., from the Yardley Institute here with me. Lee, we've been recently talking about wellness optimization off mic, and that's a relatively new term. Where did you get that?
Well, you know, my wife and I are always looking at how we can better serve the people that come to us at the Institute, but also how we can improve our own qualities of life.
Sure.
And this was a term that my wife caught on to or came up with, and we felt it described very accurately the mission of what we're trying to deliver at the Yardley Institute.
Okay, so tell me about wellness optimization. It sounds like, I mean, if I can reverse it, optimizing your body's health?
Exactly. You know, a plane is much easier to catch before it gets off the ground. Have you noticed?
Yeah, no kidding.
And so that really describes this concept of health. Health is something we take for granted. We've all got it. Most of us are given it for most of our life.
Right.
And then what I see happening so much is that people take it for granted until they lose it.
Now, that brings home something that I've observed and we've talked about in the past, which is that quite often, the way you first encounter a patient is when their health is compromised in a significant way.
Yeah, for many of us, that's the bell that has to be rung.
To get our attention?
Yeah, and then then you have a choice. You can do a few things about it. You can try and unring the bell.
Yeah.
Have you noticed you can't do that very easily?
Now, we should explore that a little bit. What's the other thing we can do?
Or we can hear what the bell has rung and what it's told us, and then we can take that and run with it.
Now, what that brought back a memory. We've talked many times about this, too. That is that sometimes the bell rings and we put things off.
That's true.
And there's a consequence to that, right?
There is. Yeah, often when we're trying to recapture our health after we've lost it, you know, that's where people often come with us. And the good news is we can help a lot of those people. The bad news is we can't necessarily unring that bell. There's going to be some permanent repercussions as a result of it. And then if all that we try and do is patch that thing up and then move on with life, now we've set ourselves up for a catastrophe.
Yeah, and that's so, which is why we talk about during the show a lot, you know, don't put it off.
Right.
Get after this. It's not a thing to procrastinate about because there is a consequence down the road. And the consequence is maybe we can't help the condition to the degree that we would hope for.
Right. But, you know, there are many wise people out there. And when they hear this, they make a choice. Let's not wait until we're losing the health.
Right.
Let's see what we can do. It's like, let's catch the plane before it gets off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make some good choices. And this covers a broad spectrum of things that may need to be addressed. The food choices we make, our diet, the exercise,
mm-hmm.
The mental and spiritual aspect of our life. And that's a different take for each one of us. But yet, I think the most important thing is that brain-body connection, because that taps in to the inborn ability of the body to heal itself.
That brings to mind a story you were telling me recently. I know from having worked with you for a while now that one of your great joys and that you're fascinated by is that somebody comes to you for one condition, and in the process of correcting the brain-body connection, another condition improves. You have a story about that, don't you?
Yeah, the ongoing delight of what I do is that, yes, people come. And I sit down with everyone and I say, what's the one single thing you most want to see gone as a result of coming here? But within the context of that discussion is often a litany of various issues that they've been living with and just thought they had to live with.
Yeah.
This particular case, and I'm not going into the case completely or in great detail, but I had a gentleman sit down with me just this past week. And you know, this is a gentleman like myself that's in his middle ages. And he says, you know, prior to coming here, I had issues with acne. I always had acne on my back. And I never knew why. For whatever reason, since I've been coming in and seeing you, that stopped happening. And, of course, it was a big question mark for him. Why would this happen? But it was clear in his mind. The only thing that had changed was the fact he was getting his brain-body connection corrected.
Now, Lee, can you explain to the people going, okay, so why did the acne clear up? And keeping in mind that at the Yardley Institute, you do not cure anything.
That's correct. We cannot. The body heals itself. Yeah, so, you know, one of the reasons that things like this happens is that the body's kidneys, the purpose of the kidneys is to remove toxins from the body.
Right, to purify.
Exactly. But it can't always do that well, and it has backup systems. One of the backup systems is the skin. If your kidneys are not functioning at its highest level, it will begin to remove those toxins through the skin. And it might show as acne, it might show as a number of different things.
Yeah.
But once that brain-body connection is corrected, oftentimes those kidneys now start functioning at a much higher level, and that backup system is no longer necessary.
So when we're talking about wellness optimization,
mm-hmm.
encapsulate it for me. What are we talking about?
We're talking about taking every system in the body and having it function at its highest possible level. And you do that by removing that which is stopping it from occurring.
And in order to do that, what do we have to do?
That brain-body connection has to be functioning at its highest possible level.
So what that basically means is that your body is talking to your brain, and then your body can take over and do what it does best.
Under the direction of the brain.
Perfect.
Control systems.
All right, now maybe that makes sense to you. It has always made sense to me in a startling way, really, I have to be honest with you. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Jason, a fellow patient of my doctor, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And before seeing Dr. Yardley, Jason, you'd gone through 3 back surgeries?
I'd already been told many, many times that, you know, 3 is kind of your maximum for spinal surgery in this regard, and the next time it happens is a big possibility that, you know, you're going to have to be fused. And I'm 46 now, and that was very, very worrying. One of my wife's aunties had actually had some treatment with Dr. Yardley some years before, and we spoke to her, and she seriously recommended it. You know, we met Dr. Yardley, and he could see that I was in a great deal of pain, and, you know, he looked me straight in the eyes and said that he could help me, and I trusted him.
I know. He's about as honest a guy as you'll ever meet. And how long did it take for you to see results?
I'm going to say, yeah, probably 10 days after the first adjustment, I was literally walking around 100% straight and absolutely singing his praises. Yeah. Phenomenal. I mean, just complete and utter miracle, actually.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
We're back with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We're going to talk to one of his patients, Judith, now, who used to be a great walker. She would walk from the U District to downtown Seattle until she was injured. Judith, tell us your story.
What happened was that I had an accident. I fell off my porch stairs, and I broke my ankle, so I was laid up for a couple of months. And when I ended up being able to get out of my cast, I just wasn't the same. I was having problems with back pain. It seemed like it's been so long that you get to the point to where it feels timeless. It seems like you're never going to get better.
And you explored a couple of different options before going to see Dr. Yardley, right?
Well, the first thing was going to a physical therapist. That was just a part of the rehab. And I really didn't get that much out of it at all. Then I ended up going to an acupuncturist, and I ended up getting some relief, but it was something that just didn't last very long. The next thing was I went to an osteopath. I ended up getting relief, but it just didn't last as long either. It was better than acupuncture, but it still wasn't allowing me to go back to my previous life. Then what ended up happening was that I listened to your station. I happened to have it on the weekend, and I started paying attention to Dr. Yardley's shows. I thought they were interesting, and after listening to them off and on for quite some time, I finally decided that I would try him.
And what was that like, Judith?
Dr. Yardley tries to explain what's going on with you at the time. He tries to give every opportunity to educate you.
What we do is we embrace the team approach in that, you know, the patient and the doctor are a team working towards an end. So we feel the more information, the more understanding the patient has, then they're in a better position to make the right decision for themselves. And that's entirely up to them. That's very important to us. I think it's how I would like to be treated if I was a patient.
Oh, yes. It's very different.
So, once you started care with Dr. Yardley, what did you start to experience?
Well, the first thing was that I was starting to finally get some significant relief from my back pain. The other thing was that I was noticing that I was just generally feeling better. Another thing that happened to me was that I found out that my spine was twisted in such a way that one leg was actually shorter than the other. And so what ended up happening was that that ended up getting fixed.
Another thing we found on you is that you were kind of walking crooked in that your hips were facing in one direction, you were walking in another, sort of like
yes.
a crab. And that actually came right out with the very first adjustment. And at times it kind of creeps back a little bit, but then it doesn't go anywhere near like it was originally, and we generally get it taken care of.
Well, it was really interesting because I didn't realize how out of balance I actually was. So once I ended up getting in balance, I started noticing differences just in terms of how I felt when I stand, how I feel when I walk. I now notice if a surface is level. I can tell if something is slightly not level. And I didn't notice that before.
And what impact has that had on your life, Judith? I know you were an enthusiastic walker.
It's getting better. It's not perfect at this point. I'm still going through treatment, but it is significantly better. I feel like a different person.
You haven't tried to walk from the University District down to Seattle yet, huh?
Oh, not yet.
Oh, I think that's a good goal, though. That's walking is a great exercise.
How far are you walking now?
Oh, I'm just walking around like a normal person. What the big difference is that I was getting to the point to where it seemed like my life was just caving in on myself. And what I mean by that is that I just didn't want to do anything. I just got to the point to where I wouldn't go anywhere unless I absolutely had to. For the longest time, I felt like I was just really decrepit. And I'm not that old. I'm in my 50s, but I should not have been living the life that I was living, being as old as I am.
Well, you know, it's so exciting that's not true for you anymore. You've actually become younger. How about that? Yeah. And I think in that last wellness assessment, you said that your low back was doing 85% better, hand
yes.
numbness was doing 95% better, and sleep was 90% better.
Yes.
I think that's great.
So, Judith, what would you tell other people about Dr. Yardley's program?
Oh, I would definitely recommend it. I'm so sorry that I waited as long as I did
mm-hmm.
because I wasted time. But I'm very, very glad that I just happened to come across this show and start listening to it.
And we're glad, too. It was great. It's a privilege taking care of you.
Yes, and Judith, thank you so much for making time to share your story with us.
Thank you.
You take care. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Sam, a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sam suffered a spinal injury in 2010 while serving in Iraq and could never quite get right and heal. So you look around, you're going through the primary doc, you go through the VA doc. What did you experience as Sam, the patient at the Yardley Institute?
It was a vastly different experience than what I've experienced with any other doctor. The moment I walked in the door, everybody had smiles, and it was a very welcoming kind of place to be. And then when I saw Dr. Yardley, he was very congenial. Big smile on his face, wants to know what the problem is and how he can help.
How long did it take before you started to see results?
Within the third visit, almost all of my pain was gone. And within a month, I have mostly no pain. It's done an amazing recovery for my spine.
What's it mean for you lifestyle-wise now?
Yeah, it's amazing. I do a lot of things. I'm a really busy person, and I can't be bored, like yeah. mentally. The pain was causing me to be bored because I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now I can get back into doing the things I love and enjoying life. So.
I love it. We thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
And we're back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. Now, Lee, we were talking between the segments about eczema, and I guess you had a visit about this? I can't imagine we're even talking about eczema. That's not something I would equate with what you do.
Many people feel that way. My wife came up to me and said that recently we had the mother of one of our practice members, and she came up and said, you need to do a radio program on eczema. Now, there's a reason that she said that.
Okay.
And the reason was, about 8 weeks before that, she'd brought her daughter in to be evaluated for a compromise in the brain-body connection.
Sure.
And in taking the history, one of the things that we found out was that her daughter suffered from eczema. Her daughter was 14 years of age. So they opted to begin care to get that brain-body connection connected. And one of the amazing things to them was within 6 weeks, the eczema was doing 80% better.
Now, wait, stop. That's a skin condition.
Yes.
And what you do is the brain and body connection. What you do is align the brain with the spine and allow the communication to be restored between the two.
Right.
Eczema is on the skin. Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Well, the skin is the largest organ in the human body. Now, there are many other organs. There's the kidneys, there's the liver, there's the lungs. The function of the kidneys is to remove toxins in the body.
Correct.
However, if the kidneys are not working as well as they're supposed to, the backup system is the skin.
You mean if the kidney can't get rid of it, it'll come out the skin?
It'll come out of the skin, you see. And so the way the body works is it has a series of control systems that are linked with various systems like the cardiovascular system, the nervous system, the respiratory system. And they all have to interface.
Okay.
And what makes that happen is communication. And communication occurs primarily across the nervous system.
Right.
Secondarily, it occurs through the endocrine system. And these systems are unfortunately vulnerable to compromises. And the area that that's most likely to occur, that it can most easily occur, is in the brain-body connection at the very top of the neck. So when we correct that brain-body connection, it now allows these systems to begin to interface and function the way that they were designed to.
You're restoring the control system.
Exactly.
This is like Iron Man's suit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the movies, but Iron Man, in every Iron Man story, every movie, every comic book, the basic story is something happens to the suit, right? He catches a missile or whatever, but one of the control systems in the suit goes down.
Mm.
And in order for Iron Man to triumph, the suit has to be brought up to a certain level of functionality again for him to save the day.
How does that happen? How do they get it back up to its functionality?
Well, that's the Tony Stark part.
That's the whole story.
Yeah, he's the brilliant guy that built the suit. He always has to fix the suit in one way or another.
Well, I think that's a great analogy.
You're Tony Stark?
No, I don't think so. But anyway, it's a great analogy when you take a look at it because it is, you know, it's very much how the body works. And so when you start dealing with things like skin conditions and eczema and things like that, the amazing thing is they can respond so well.
How often has eczema responded to your treatments?
I see it. Year in and year out. It's perennial.
And
multiple cases, dozens of cases. There was a case that I saw many years ago, in my early years of practice. A young girl was brought to me, and she was literally covered from head to foot with eczema.
Wow.
And she was 7 years old at the time, and she was a very difficult child to like. And the reason she was difficult to like is she was in pain all the time.
Sure.
And she was just very difficult to handle.
Sure she was.
And so we started her under care, and within about 90 days, there was dramatic improvement in her skin. Within a year, it had cleared up completely.
Really?
And the change in this young girl that occurred during that period of time. And over the next 12, 13 years, I saw her on a maintenance basis coming in. And she'd come in as a teenager, and she'd say, Dr. Yardley, well, actually, she called me Yardley. She'd say, Yardley, I'm out of adjustment. So I check her, and sure enough, she'd be out of adjustment. You know how she knew?
How?
One of the ways that you know that you've got an attack of eczema coming on is your skin starts burning and getting itchy at night. And although she hadn't broken out, she could feel that beginning, and that was telling her that problems were beginning to start again. And she knew to get in and get checked. Now, we didn't have to see her all that much at that stage of the game, but I actually followed her through to her late teenage years, and she did remarkably well.
And this is something that is consistent through your practice for many, many years.
It is. Another case that came to see me, a young Samoan boy, about 7 years of age. And I saw him just about 3 or 4 years ago. Within 30 days,
his skin had cleared up. It was quite amazing.
Now, we have to be clear here, especially when we talk about something like eczema.
Mm-hmm.
You don't cure eczema. That's not what this show is about. That's not what the Yardley Institute is about.
That's exactly right. That's not what the Institute's about. We address only the ability of the body to heal itself and as it relates to a compromise in the brain-body connection.
So when you eliminate that compromise and mm-hmm. the brain and the body are communicating again, and that restores what, the control systems?
The control systems. They can now start interfacing and functioning at 100%.
And so that allows the body to heal itself?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but you are Tony Stark.
Thank you. I'm sure that's a compliment, and one day I'll know who Tony Stark is.
Oh, Dr. Yardley.
I apologize.
No, that's all right. Now, rather than being silly, let me get serious with you for a second. If this makes sense to you, what you're hearing, maybe if it's just amazing, why not check it out? Perhaps you'd be a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And we'll make it worth your while. If you call right now, you'll receive a $148 value for just $38. Now, there's a reason for that. There's a series of tests you do, right, Lee?
A full battery, actually, of metrics.
And the purpose of that is to...
eliminate those patients we cannot help.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio. Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.